Oakland stores go on 2-hour strike to protest high crime, cashless signs. By Joel B. Polak on September 26, 2023. Oakland store owners staged a 2-hour strike on Tuesday to protest high crime and retail theft in the city. Local ABC affiliate KGO7 reported. Business owners say the goal of this strike is to send a larger message to City Hall. They want better protection and support so they can safely operate their businesses and make a living. Many of the participating businesses gathered in front of Le Cheval for a news conference on Tuesday to voice their concerns. The restaurant is closing at the end of the month because of the crime and slow sales post-pandemic. Participating merchants say, just like Le Cheval, they're losing customers and foot traffic because of car break-ins, carjackings, robberies and assaults. Many stores in Oakland post signs on their doors informing the public that they have gone cashless due to crime. Separately on Tuesday, the Target retail chain announced that it was closing 9 stores in 4 states because of crime and retail theft. 3 of those stores are in the San Francisco Bay Area, including one in Oakland itself. Earlier this year, newly elected progressive Mayor Sheng Tao fired Oakland Police Department Chief LaRonya Armstrong after he irked the left by criticizing the Oakland City Council for cutting police funding as murders rose. His firing was recently found to have been improper, after an investigation by a retired judge. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudalie, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.